God of peace, bring your peace to our violent world. That was Pope Benedict's prayer on Sunday as he visited Ground Zero in New York, meeting with victims, families and survivors of those terrorist attacks on September the 11th, 2001. As a lone cellist played on the spot where the twin towers of the World Trade Center once stood, the Pope knelt to pray for a few moments in silence before lighting a candle and offering words of comfort to survivors, to rescue workers, and to those who lost friends and families as the towers came crashing down. More than 2,700 people are known to have died in those terrorist attacks. Recalling all the victims who died on that day, the Pope prayed to God for consolation and strength to work tirelessly for a world where true peace and love reign among nations and in the hearts of all.
O God of love, compassion and healing, look on us, people of many different faces and traditions, who gather today at this site, the scene of incredible violence and pain. We ask you in your goodness to give eternal light and peace to all who died here, to heroic first responders, our firefighters, police officers, emergency service workers, and port authority personnel, along with all the innocent men and women who were victims of this tragedy, simply because their work or service brought them here on September 11th, 2001. We ask you, in your compassion, to bring healing to those who, because of their presence here that day, suffer from injuries and illness. Heal too the pain of still grieving families and all who lost loved ones in this tragedy. Give them strength to continue their lives with courage and hope. We are mindful as well of those who suffered death, injury and loss on the same day at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Our hearts are one with theirs as our prayer embraces their pain and suffering. God of peace, bring your peace to our violent world. Peace in the hearts of all men and women, and peace among the nations of the earth. Turn to your way of love those whose hearts and minds are consumed with hatred. God of understanding, overwhelmed by the magnitude of this tragedy, we seek your light and guidance as we confront such terrible events. Grant that those whose lives were spared may live such the lives lost here, may not have been lost in vain. Comfort and console us, strengthen us in hope, and give us the wisdom and courage to work tirelessly for a world where true peace and love reign among nations and in the hearts of all.
Pope Benedict praying there with victims, families and survivors at Ground Zero in the heart of New York City. The head of our English programme, Sean Patrick Lovett, is travelling with Pope Benedict throughout this six-day visit to the United States. He reports now on what was undoubtedly one of the most poignant moments of the visit, and one which will resonate amongst the American people for years to come.
Where was God on September the 11th? That's the question that was most often asked in the wake of the attack on the Twin Towers in New York in 2001. People of all faiths and no faith at all were confused, especially since this horrific terrorist act was said to have been committed in the name of God. Coming to terms with the trauma has been a long and painful process, as therapists, psychologists, counselors, and those who run support groups for relatives of Trade Center victims will confirm. Many people still can't find the words to describe what they saw and experienced that day. Like a horror movie, something out of science fiction. These are the catchphrases you hear repeated most often, but they come nowhere near expressing the anger and the pain. Demons must be exorcised, and New Yorkers have their own way of doing that. They tell stories. Everyone has their own, because everyone knows someone who knew someone who died on that faith-shaking day. There isn't a woman or man on Manhattan who can't tell you exactly where she or he was or what they were doing when the towers collapsed. So it's superfluous to say just how much Pope Benedict XVI's visit to Ground Zero meant to the people of New York and to all of America. Even the weather, which has been spring-like and gorgeous ever since the Pope arrived, turned somber and gray. A cool breeze fluttered the flags lining the ramp down onto the bedrock of Ground Zero, where a handful of people representing the New York fire and police workers, survivors and victims' family members, stood around the Pope as he prayed, first in silence, and then the prayer that had been prepared for the occasion. A prayer addressed to God, a God of goodness and compassion, of peace and understanding, a plea for healing and an end to hatred and violence. Once again, more than words, it was the images that spoke most eloquently. Symbols, water representing purity, gravel representing a graveyard, a candle, hope, all against the heart-rending notes of a cello playing softly in the background. Before dawn on September 13th, 2001, a construction worker had just lifted three bodies from the wreckage of the Twin Towers when he spotted a 20-foot-high cross-section of steel beams in the shape of a cross standing upright in the rubble. He took it as a sign that God had not abandoned them. For many people, the sight of Pope Benedict XVI praying in silence at the scene of so much violence and suffering had the same significance. For them, God returned to Ground Zero today. In New York with the Pope, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.